themselves up into anything bigger?
No, reaping machine, they would make pretty well 24 bundles, about a short, 8 inches in diameter where the string is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it together in shocks and leave it to get ripe. Because today now everything is rather cut and pressed at the same time, what they call combines.
Uh-huh.
Years ago it was put either in stacks or in shocks.
Uh-huh.
And in the fall it comes your threshing machine and a bunch of laborers start now in India where you have your bundles. My job was going out with a pitchfork and picking up those bundles one at a time and putting on a wagon.
Mm.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And other places like in Plainview, they had stacks over there. You'd put those stacks two at a time so the threshing machine goes in between there. They have a bunch of men on this side and a bunch of men on this side putting that wheat in there.
I see. How did you all do the threshing? How'd you do that?
The what?
The threshing?
The well, it was a great big machine they call a thresher, mm-hmm. threshing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't explain none of that. But there was when the bundle went through there, the wheat came out in a great big spot into the wagon and the straw into another spot out in the waste pile.
Uh-huh, okay.
That was you to set on fire.
Mm-hmm. How much wheat to an acre did you usually
get? I don't know. We never worked with wheat. Wheat.
Oh.
We were cutting for them. Cutting people.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know, there's no wheat around here, and Lubbock didn't have no wheat. And we started around Plainview and went further north. Plainview was a combination cotton and wheat country.
I see.
You ever see one of the old-time Montgomery catalogs? Look at it,
don't really have.
That's a good reference for us.
Let's see.
Can you see all right?
Yes.
That's not light.
Let's see. Comparing how tall you are with somebody else, you might say he's not as tall as...
You're not as tall as I am.
Okay. What do you call the... Back to food, okay?
Part of what?
Back to food. Wait, change subjects again. What do you call that kind of bread that's sweet and round and has a hole in the middle? And it's, you know, you fry it and then they...
Oh, the donut.
Okay. Are there different kinds of donuts?
Well, the way we remember them, we didn't make them like you said. They made them in square pieces. Cut the dough in square pieces and fry it. We had an English name for it, but in German we call it Kraftlin.
Oh, uh-huh. Are there any other names for it?
As you know. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we never used to. See, in those days at home, we never used the English language very much. The word donut, I don't think I ever heard the word donut when I was a kid.
Huh. You called it a what?
Kraftlin.
Uh-huh.
Kraftlin.
Uh-huh. I see. But it was the same as a donut, so it was just square.
You what?
It was the same as a donut. So
yeah, same type of dough. Now, in some parts of the country today, they go to the grocery store and buy what they call a biscuit mix. It comes in a round can,
uh-huh.
and you take it out and break it up into and you form a donut and stick a finger through there as you hold and then try it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Biscuit mix.
Uh-huh. What do you call that stuff? Tell me what kind of stuff people have for breakfast. Just all the stuff you might have for breakfast.
Well, that's quite a variation of what people have for breakfast. I couldn't... put my thing on anything special.
What is it?
Bacon and eggs is a staple thing. Bacon and eggs, maybe ham and eggs, maybe pancakes, maybe eggs and cornbread, and bacon and cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has different ideas about what kind of food they have.
What did they make pancakes out of? Do you know?
I made many a potato pancake in my life, but now I couldn't tell you. Egg and milk, and flour. Maybe a little salt, maybe a little baking powder.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay.
I've made many a cake, but I haven't made them in over 11 years now.
What do you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And what do you call the two parts of an egg?
The white and the yolk.
Okay.